Well, it's 13 past six. The US June quarter reporting season is nearly over. Brian Gaynor is with us from Milford Asset Management. Brian, how did it go?
It went very well, Rachel. It has been the best quarter for quite a long period of time. The average result was up 9.4% compared to the same quarter last year. So that was the June quarter 2016, mainly led by the energy and technology companies. Companies like Facebook did particularly well. So it's been very encouraging for investors.
When does our June year reporting season begin?
Well, we've had a few results today, but the big companies begin tomorrow. We've got Sky City, and there'll be a lot of interest in Sky City. It's not doing that well in Australia, but the key thing will be how well they've done in Auckland over the last year. So there'll be a lot of interest in that, and probably for industries and other companies that reports tomorrow. But next week, it really gets momentum. We have companies like Contact Energy, Freightways, Fletcher Billings, Gellerup, and Spark. So next week is when we really get the momentum.
And what are you expecting?
Well, generally, it should be a good results for companies because the economy has done incredibly well, very strongly. But we're always nervous going into this. I mean, because, you know, for example, some of the building and construction companies have announced they're not doing as well as we expect them to be. And there was quite a few results in Australia today, and they didn't turn out to be quite good. So some of the share prices got hit quite badly. So although I think most investors are reasonably optimistic about this reporting season, there's always a bit of nervousness around because you never know what's going to happen.
No, but is the result more important, do you think, than the outlook statement for companies for the June 2018 year?
Well, that's the interesting thing because the results are important, but generally speaking, by the time the results come out, there's either been profit upgrades or profit downgrades, so you have a reasonable idea what the result is going to be. The outlook for the year ahead is going to be looked at a lot more keenly, and there's a number of uncertainties about that. The first of all, the economy did very well last year, and they're still going to do well this year, but probably not as strong as it was in the last 12 months. And another issue is the general election. I mean, normally before an election, there's a certain amount of nervousness, particularly if people are anticipating a change. And, you know, we've had this political change in the last 10 days. So generally people put their keep their hands in their pockets. They don't spend as much before an election, particularly if there's some uncertainty. So it'll be very interesting to see what companies are saying, what they think is going to happen in the next 6 months, in the next 12 months.
Right. These profit announcements, you know, important for New Zealand investors.
They're incredibly important because the thing in the end that drives the share market is profitability and dividends. So, you know, if the outlook is bad for profitability and dividends, the share market does come under pressure. But if the companies are saying that things look very good and we're expecting to continue to increase dividends, that's pretty positive for the market.
What about annual meetings in October and November? How important, you know, are those?
Well, they're very important, and that's why the second half of the year is key in New Zealand, because we get the results for the June year. Most companies have a June year balance date, so we get the results in August. Then we get the annual report probably released in September, and then we got the annual meeting in October, November. And it's that annual meeting that the companies generally kind of give better guidance or better outlook views. This year will be interesting. Once again, as I said, the elections coming at the end of September and the impact that has had, and therefore the outcome of the election will have a lot of influence on how companies see the year ahead. Because a change in government, it can be very good, but it also means that there's a changing environment, and that could make companies just a little bit more cautious.
A lot going on at the moment. Brian Gaynor, Milford Asset Management, thank you.